The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had driven out a demon, some in the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others to test him asked for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I cast out demons. If then I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come among you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest. But finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of the man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Mark two things today on October 11th. First is exactly 1 year ago we began the year of faith. And the second, today is the day in which the Church celebrates the feast of Blessed John the 23rd, whom in 6.5 months will be canonized by his successor, Pope Francis. I'd like to talk about what John the 23rd brought to the Church. But before we get there, in order to put it into relief, I want to describe what his successor, Pope Francis, preached this morning in his Mass about this Gospel, because it's key for each of us to grasp. As he always does, he made 3 points. First point is that Jesus fights the devil. Jesus had come into the world to cast out the power of the devil. And many of us, he said, don't take the devil seriously, because we've got this fantastic notion of the devil as this actor running around in red leotards with a pitchfork. Not at all. We see the devil, as Pope Francis said, on the first page of sacred scripture. We see him in the last book of the Bible, in which Saint Michael and the dragon are fighting. We see him intervene many times in the life of Jesus. We need to take the devil seriously. Sometimes people, when they look at these passages of the exorcisms that Jesus was continuously doing, say, "Oh, no, no, Jesus was just helping the psychologically ill. Any of these people were just epileptics." Pope Francis thundered, "No, there is a devil, and he works and he hates us, and we've got to notice that." Second point that he made is Jesus was clear that we can't be half-hearted disciples of Jesus. We can't follow Jesus halfway. St. Thérèse Lisieux used to say we can't become half a saint. We're either going to be the whole thing or not a saint at all. And so Jesus says today, whoever is not with me is against me. The devil is always the one who wants to make us half disciples. No, 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 no. You don't have to be a fanatic about your faith. Just go to Mass, put your envelope in, say your prayers before you go to bed, and then do whatever you want. That's all God's asking. Pope Francis this morning was saying, no, we have to be alert to the fact that the devil's constantly trying to divide us from the Lord. And if he can't get us to totally divide ourselves from the Lord, he's going to try to do it partially. Third thing he said is, if we're living a holy life, thanks to the grace of the Lord, if we've kicked out the devil from within with the power of the Lord, we can't rest on our laurels. We have to always be vigilant. In the gospel scene today, we see that Jesus says that after he is thrown out by the finger of God, the power of the devil wanders in the desert regions. Then he wants to come back to where he was, and he recognizes that it's swept clean, it's pure, the person's made a good confession. He says, let me go get seven other devils, and we're going to come back, and the second condition will be worse than the first. So we need to always be vigilant, as Jesus calls us to. Shouldn't be afraid of the devil, because Jesus is the stronger man who has defeated the devil and divided the spoils. We should only be afraid of the devil if we're not totally with Jesus. So that's about the devil. The opposite side is what Jesus is doing. He's fighting to kick out the devil. He's going to give us all the help we need in order to be totally united with him. And third, he wants to keep us swept clean, provided that we stay close to him. What a great grace that is. Now to John the 23rd. The devil was the one who was, from the beginning of time, constantly trying to divide. We see how he divided that first family, Adam and Eve, and how in the next generation Cain was killing Abel. We see how he was trying to divide us from others by making us materialists, for example, as he was trying to make Jesus a baker rather than a savior and turn stones into bread. We see that he's constantly trying to battle against the church in the book of Revelation. Blessed John the 23rd tried to constantly bring us together, together with Christ, together with others. When he was Pope 50 years ago, there was the threat of the Cuban Missile Crisis, as many of you remember. He was constantly trying to bring us to peaceful relations with each other at a global level, at the family level. Anybody who ever witnessed it can't forget it, how he went up one night for an impromptu prayer service from his window. And he just said, please go home and kiss your little children and tell them that the Pope loves them. In small little ways, he was trying to bring the family together. He was trying to bring us in prayer together with the Lord, trying to unite the church through calling the Second Vatican Council. He was one who was trying always to gather for Christ. And the way we'll never be divided by Christ is if we share his will to gather. One of the most beautiful things I remember, John the 23rd, is it was a tough job to be Pope at the time he was there. The weight of so many problems throughout the world were on his shoulders. But because he was united with the Lord, it wouldn't defeat him. And it's something that he would do every single night. He'd go into his little chapel there at the Apostolic Palace, get his huge frame down on the prie-dieu, the kneeler, and he'd say, Signore, e la vostra chiesa, vado dormire. Lord, it's your church. I'm going to bed. What was about that? The devil's constantly trying to weigh us down, to go to bed with our hearts torn. And he would go to bed with an act of faith in the Lord, that the Lord was really in charge and the Lord would come. Sometimes we'll go to bed with financial problems weighing on us. We'll go to bed with familial problems weighing on us. And it's a time for us to say, Lord, you love those whom I love even more than I do. You take care of them tonight. Lord, you promise that you have counted every single strand of hair on my head, all 130,000, at least when I was born. And you still keep in count. I trust you to help me with this financial situation. It's yours, Lord. That person's yours. I'm going to rest peacefully. I'm not going to let the devil, who prowls like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, as St. Peter tells us, rob me of my peace in you. So today, on this first anniversary, the beginning of the year of faith, as we, with the Catholics throughout the world, celebrate John the 23rd's feast day, let us ask him to intercede for us, that we might have that peace, the peace that comes from knowing that we, by God's grace, are with him, not just a little, not just half of us, but 100% of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. And that after this Mass, because of that joy-filled union, we will go out to gather all with us in communion with God, the communion that the devil tries always to destroy. But we have confidence because we are the disciples of the one who has conquered the world.